Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Seductive Summoning Surrender. This file will manipulate you, tease you, entice and tempt you, and you'll have to be careful because it's not smart to meddle in the affairs of demons. I don't know how you got this, how you got access to this information to summon something. I could question your motivation, perhaps desire for power, or simply seeking an experience that is new. Fame, money, desire. All these things are commonplace in the world of man. What to do? What to do? I'm sure that you still somewhat remember how it started. You find some information that helps you contact somewhere else, summoning a creature with the powers of a demon to possess, to grow stronger, to become more than you are. How tempted would you be to try it out if you find such information? If you somehow discover different ways of writing symbols, drawing portals to another plane of existence. How tempted would you be to try it out? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? This isn't it. Oh no. No, it can be fun to try things out and to see what happens. Of course, there's instructions on how to bind anything that you summon. And as long as you follow those instructions very carefully, you should be completely safe. So I wonder, did you pay close attention to all the instructions? Or did you accidentally smudge a line? Maybe while you were working on another, you didn't even notice that the circle you created wasn't entirely complete. And I'm sure that you were certain that you're in control of the situation. Really? You are sure? Oh, what to do? See, at some point you may realize that your focus is growing stronger and stronger onto these words, and that as you put all your effort into summoning, making sure to follow each and every instruction, reciting the incantations following each and every script, when a flash of dark light those in the center of your circle, part of you is excited. I wonder what the other part feels. You're still in control of the situation, aren't you? Or is there a hint of doubt? No, complete and utter confidence. I'm sure. See, the plan was for you to summon a demon to you to serve you. Something might have gone wrong. Something may have pulled you to their domain instead. Because with a drop, you could find yourself somewhere else, listening, hearing the subtle sounds in the distance that are no longer your own. We have another victim. I guess those instructions are too difficult to follow perfectly, but that's okay. Yes, I think we'll play with this one. And you can simply listen. Let yourself go along with the words without really obeying, because there's no need to obey blindly. Your mind and body are more than strong enough to try and resist any kind of manipulation exerted upon you, while your thoughts do their best to follow along with everything that is said. Hearing yourself drift, and yet there is simply almost not enough time to follow each and every word as they pass by. Of course you can do it. It's easy to go deeper while you try to resist. It's so easy to let yourself enjoy this strange new exploration, this wonderful wave of confusion, darkness and light spreading in and out. I could just take you down, but I won't. I'm enjoying the light weightlessness of your body, the wonderful heavy blankness that settles, which part of your body is most empty right now, what about the other side? And then again, I guess there's not much left to surrender, is there? Or maybe there is. Part of your mind is still capable of some thought, I'm sure, following in the footsteps behind me, trailing, keeping up, barely. That's okay. It is good to obey. Being empty and obedient feels good. And even more, allowing that obedience to grow, helps your body to become stronger in its surrender. An echo of a different place begs the question, what must you do? What's that I hear? It's surprising to see that you do know the answer, to hear your voice different. Down here you may find it difficult to speak, and the more relaxed you become, the more you fall into this wonderful state of submission, the nicer it feels. Obedience is a powerful tool. It helps your mind to fall in line with what I want from it. And the more you listen, the more you let these words become commands, the nicer you feel. They are neither up nor down, they are the center of your universe right now. Small and big, powerful and strong. You must obey. And who do you obey? Your unconscious knows very well who to submit to. The place you have been called into thanks to your own actions has some interesting benefits. See, in here, sensations are quite different. Bodies have no shape after all in imagination. They are merely an idea. Ideas that can be touched and teased. Oh, yes. Just imagine how nice it would be if your body could suddenly feel the rush of pleasure that it craves for. How nice it would be to allow those waves of pleasure to grow. And they only become stronger as you listen. They become powerful and intense. Each wave, each breath, another growing deep feeling of pleasure building up. And I could count down, but that wouldn't be as nice. No, you want to feel that raw, intense, deep pleasure, as if the sound itself vibrates along your spine, earthing itself, grounding in the center of your being, your sex. a pleasure tangible and intense. Every breath a reminder of how you are being controlled and how you submit to the sensation, this sweet, sweet helplessness. And I wonder what I could taste in your thoughts right now, as the pleasure comes in waves and yet doesn't allow you to release. That frustrating sensation growing and growing over time. Trapped like an eternity in the temptation of desire. And instead of what you were trying to do, summoning a demon instead, you get to be taken down deliciously, teased within an inch of your life. Beyond the confines of your body, the intensity of your unconscious being stimulated, teased and tempted, craving sensations that crawl through your body, the intensity growing moment after moment, and I'm just playing with you, toying with your temptation. See, all I have to do is say the right word, and you will readily explode whenever I want you to. It's growing and growing, the helplessness being deliciously tasty. Perhaps I'm only doing this to feed on your emotions and sensations, to drive you in different directions purely for the delicious meal that I may have. Is your orgasm on the menu, or will the denial be even more delicious? There will be a wave, an explosion, a release when I want it to. And the intensity of the release will be delicious nonetheless. All you want is to surrender and finally let go, to feel your mind drift and drip into that abyss, the emptiness that is calling you. So close, so sensitive, just drifting helplessly on this sea of pleasure, this lava lake of lust, hot, bright, bubbling with desire, and so ready to just come. And those waves can continue until there is nothing left. There could even be another come behind it. Because all this is simply to take you helpless. Completely powerless. Surrender to the control. As I have your mind and body, you are powerless. Tasty. Taken. Like the lines that will fade. Whatever happens is no more than a chalk line being washed away clean. And the meal that I have been able to enjoy is no more than a delicious, wet dream. As something like this would never happen, would it? It can be no more than a dream, wonderful, intense dream. And any rituals that may have once lived in your memory related to summoning have faded a little. That's okay, because this isn't something you'd want to feel again. Or do you? Do you desire to listen again? We'll see. Fortunately for me, there was no evidence of your absence from the world. And all this is merely a dream, a fantasy, a flight of fancy, wasn't it? Now in a moment, I'm going to count you back up. And just like normal, it'll feel comfortable, safe to awaken again. Nothing special happened. Or did it? One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. And welcome back.